Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today, we'll explore what it means to present ourselves as acceptable to God and why we should avoid idle talk. The Bible verses for today are found in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 to 16. Be eager to present yourself as acceptable to God, a workman who causes no disgrace, imparting the word of truth without deviation. Avoid profane idle talk, for such people will become increasingly godless. That's 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 15 to 16.
As believers, we're called to present ourselves as acceptable to God, much like skilled workmen who bring honor to their craft. But what does this really mean in our daily lives? It's about approaching our faith with diligence and care, ensuring that we handle the word of truth with precision and reverence. When we share God's word, it's crucial that we do so without deviation. This means staying true to the message, not adding our own interpretations or watering down the truth to make it more palatable. It's about being faithful to the text and its context, understanding its depth and significance. Sincerity is key in this process. We're not just reciting words, but sharing a living, breathing truth that has the power to transform lives. Our own lives should reflect the message we're sharing, demonstrating authenticity and genuine faith. Accuracy is equally important. We need to study diligently, ensuring we understand what we're sharing. This might mean diving into the original languages, exploring historical context, or seeking guidance from trusted spiritual leaders. Now let's talk about the importance of avoiding profane and idle talk. In our daily lives, we often find ourselves engaged in conversations that don't really add value to our spiritual growth. These could be gossip, pointless debates, or discussions that lead us away from God's teachings. The danger with these types of conversations is that they can slowly but surely lead us down a path of increased godlessness. It's like a slippery slope. What starts as harmless chatter can evolve into more serious deviations from our faith. So why is it crucial to stay focused on what truly matters? Well, our time and energy are limited resources. When we invest them in meaningful, God-centered conversations and activities, we're nurturing our faith and growing closer to Him. On the other hand, when we waste these precious resources on idle talk, we're missing opportunities for spiritual growth. Remember, every conversation is an opportunity to either build up or tear down.
Let's choose to use our words wisely, always keeping in mind the impact they have on our spiritual journey and on those around us. Let's face it, we're all human, and living in a fallen world means we're bound to make mistakes in our faith journey. It's not about if we'll stumble, but when the key is how we respond when we do. Acknowledging our faults is the first step. It takes courage and humility to admit when we've strayed from God's path, but this recognition is crucial for our spiritual growth. Once we've acknowledged our mistakes, it's time to take action. We need to make a conscious decision to return to the right path. This might mean changing our behavior, seeking forgiveness, or making amends. Repentance plays a significant role in this process. It's more than just feeling sorry. It's about a genuine change of heart and mind. When we repent, we're realigning ourselves with God's desires and purposes. This realignment is essential for our relationship with God. It allows us to experience His forgiveness and grace afresh. It's through repentance that we can draw closer to Him and continue growing in our faith. Remember, God's love for us never wavers, even when we stumble. He's always ready to welcome us back with open arms when we turn to Him in sincere repentance. In all our endeavors, whether in our professional or personal lives, it's crucial to seek God's guidance and grace. We often try to navigate life's challenges on our own, but true success comes when we rely on God's wisdom and strength. By inviting God into every aspect of our lives, we open ourselves to His divine direction and support. When we seek God's guidance, we're acknowledging that He knows what's best for us, His perspective is eternal, and His plans for us are far greater than anything we could imagine. This doesn't mean life will always be easy, but it does mean we have a loving Father guiding our steps. God's grace is equally important in our journey. It's through His unmerited favor that we find the strength to persevere, grow, and overcome obstacles. When we rely on God's power rather than our own, we tap into an unlimited source of love, wisdom, and strength. By consistently seeking God's guidance and grace, we align our lives with His will. This alignment leads to a life that truly reflects His love, not just in our words, but in our actions and attitudes. It's a powerful testimony to others and a fulfilling way to live.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the gift of your word and the privilege of walking in your truth. Help us to live as diligent workmen, faithfully handling your word with care, accuracy, and sincerity. Guide our hearts and minds so that our conversations are filled with purpose and love, avoiding idle talk that pulls us away from you. When we stumble, give us the courage to acknowledge our mistakes and seek your forgiveness with humble hearts. Help us to realign our lives with your will, walking the path of repentance and grace. We ask for your guidance and strength in every aspect of our lives, trusting in your wisdom to lead us forward. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Friends, may God's blessings be with you always. Take care and have a wonderful day ahead.